This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Clouds so swift, the rain won't live. Gate won't close, the railings froze. Get your minds off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, red me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come.
Laura Hurwitz here, and welcome to the Easy Chair. Today is episode 2 with Honey Magpie. We ended the last episode with Pippa Hoover introducing her song Sweet Tooth, which she said is a mother's advice to her daughter. She also warned us that the song is pretty dark. So here it is, Sweet Tooth.
To a dunce for charm and cheer. I didn't see the shadows or the briars twist my way. Soon they'll come for you, so heed my words and get away. The dead leaves fall in autumn and the cherries bloom in spring. And if you are a beauty then adorned in ribbons, rings, the boys will pull your petticoats and when they have their way. Babes will pull your apron strings until you're bent and gray. So daughter, don't get pretty now and don't build up a sweet tooth. If you grow up tough and bitter, then the big bad wolves won't eat ya. The wolves who dress in princess clothes won't sweep you off your feet too. Grind you like an organ till your pins and staples cry. Grind you like an organ. My rouge and comb, my ruffles or my lace. Learn to slap at hands and throw a cold drink to the face. For if you bat your eyes or coo at him or twirl your hair, someday he'll scrub his skivvies while he drinks and has affairs. So daughter, don't get pretty now and don't build up a sweet tooth. If you grow up tough and bitter, then the big won't eat ya. The wolves who dress in princess clothes won't sweep you off your feet too. Grind you like an organ till your pins and staples cry. Grind you like an organ till you die. I've dreamed of making merry, of dancing in the square. I've dreamed of sipping sherry, reading novels in my chair. Daughter, don't get pretty now and don't build up a sweet tooth. If you grow up tough and bitter, then the big bad wolves won't eat ya. The wolves who dress in princess clothes won't sweep you off your feet too. Grind you like an organ till your pins and staples cry. Grind you like an organ till you die, until you die. Daughter, all my faith in God's been pulled out like a splinter. Stuck in you, pray you'll be a spinster. He promise you the world and then he'll pound you weak and then he'll grind you like an organ till your pins and staples cry. Grind you like an organ till you die, until you die. Daughter, don't get pretty now and don't build up a sweet tooth. If you grow up tough and bitter, then the big bad wolves won't eat ya. The wolves who dress in princess clothes won't sweep you off your feet too. Grind you like an organ till your pins and staples cry. Grind you like an organ till you die.
Oh my God, that was incredible. That is dark, as you said.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always funny to end shows on, with that song.
We're like, well, have a good night, everyone.
I mean, that is so powerful. Is there a part of that song that you love the most?
So hard to choose.
I know, so hard to choose. Yeah, I think probably my favorite part is the end of the chorus, the grind you like an organ till your pins and staples cry. I think part of it is I just really like the image. It's a barrel organ, if you don't know what I'm talking about there, which is, if you don't know what a barrel organ is, that it's like a metal wheel and you have a crank that you turn and you put pins and staples in it that make different notes as you turn it across a bar. So it can play, you can put the pins and staples in different places to make it play a song. So like my family actually has a little one that we play on people's birthdays. It sings happy birthday. So I think like I like the image of the barrel organ a lot because it shows up in Russian literature a lot. And I was actually a Russian major in addition to a math major. You know, I've read it in a lot of giant Russian novels and it's, I don't know, it just always makes me think of like some dark St. Petersburg street. But I also like it because like grind you like an organ also kind of makes me think about a meat grinder.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole song is about this woman who is obviously in this horrible marriage that is where she just feels like she's being ground down into nothing. And both of those images just really get at that. And so I liked that. There is another moment that I really like in this song, and that's in the third verse, where she says, I dreamed of making merry, of dancing in the square. And the reason I like it is one time I missung it, and I said dancing with the square. And now every time we sing it, we're all just kind of stifling laughter. And it was interesting because when we talked about it, we were all imagining different things when I said that. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I just imagine her, like, wanting to dance with this super nerdy square guy.
That's where I went.
Right. Yeah. And Katie was like, oh, I was thinking she was, like, dancing with a square, like the polygon. And that just made it even more funny. So now there's, like, this little funny moment in the song for us. Yeah.
And that funny moment would only be for you.
Right? Well, now it's for everyone that has heard this.
Yeah, because there's something very Victorian to me, like very tragic. I think of like, you know, Thomas Hardy or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely brooding. Yeah, motherly advice. And Rachel, now it's your turn. So yes. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to sing?
Sure. It's called Smallest Grains of Sand. And I had to actually, like, sit and really think about it and, like, write what it was about because, I don't know, I just, like, had to really figure it out. I guess when we introduce it, we usually say it's about growing up and it's sad. Which is true.
We play it after we ask the audience if they want a sad song or a happy song and they say sad song.
Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
Do you guys say sad or happy?
Yeah. Wow. People almost always choose sad, right?
No, they choose happy, but lately they've been choosing sad and we've been getting really excited.
Yes. But so it's about that feeling when you're a kid and you're eager to be an adult and then becoming an adult and realizing how quickly time is going by and feeling like you didn't appreciate being a kid enough. And wasted time doing things that you didn't want to do with your life, like maybe working at a job you didn't like for a long time. And then the chorus is about acknowledging that you're trying to make up for lost time. Really getting into the lyrics here, because that's like literally what the lyrics are. But anyways, and like, you know, trying to make things happen to accomplish your dreams, but those things also take time. And meanwhile, your life is just moving on. And then I also get into like the second verse, the feeling of like going home when you're an adult and how home doesn't exist in the same way. And it's full of old memories and emotions and talking with siblings, hanging out with you and dad, for example, feels like it has this weight to it. Because I don't live there anymore and I don't see anyone as much as I used to. And it's like there's a longing for things to be the way they were. And, you know, also that feeling that like maybe I didn't appreciate it enough at the time. And then so the second chorus it has the same lyrics as the first chorus, but then the meaning is a little bit different.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I'm going into this feeling really nostalgic and sad.
That's so. Yeah. There you go. That's that's cool. What it is.
I used to look forward to adulthood, something I was reaching towards, so anxious just to get there. Now it seems the years are slipping through my hands like the smallest grains of sand. Looking back, I should have acted on my dreams, but now
totally an accident.
Yeah, I'm glad it turned out that way.
Although it was Katie's strumming pattern idea.
It's well, very fancy. Cool. Strumming pattern idea. It's yeah, very
really
cool,
fancy. It's really like complicated.
Yeah. And then when you talk about being in the future, it speeds up. I mean, it really, like, the rhythm, the pace of it reflects the emotion of that particular passage in the words, you know? Very cool. Is there any part of it that you love the best? Do you have a favorite?
I think I kind of started to say it earlier, but I like how the chorus kind of has a double meaning. Like, I'm here and I'm trying to make up for lost time. It's like, it's something I feel when I'm just like on my own, being an adult. And then also when I go home and I'm like hanging out with everybody.
Plays with the whole idea of time, though, you know, past, present, and future, and the making up for time, you know, moving forward, being pulled back. I mean, it's really very cool, and it's interesting to me to hear it in the music. It's so funny, thanks. I had you guys on this to talk about songwriting, and then, like, I feel like what I'm learning about is music, which is really kind of fun and unexpected. I thought we were going to have this, like, Joni Mitchell conversation, and it did not happen, but I love this. I really do.
Thank you.
You guys, thank you for coming to my humble Airbnb and sitting at this little teeny-weeny table with me.
It was really nice.
You guys are, like, the best guests. You're my only multiple guest combo. Mm. I've always only done one-on-one. I had to use the omnidirectional on the microphone. And I wasn't quite sure about it, but it worked.
That's nice.
Thank you, guys. And if you could just tell everyone where you can be found online.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you've got any upcoming shows, because people are going to pay attention.
Sure. Katie?
No, I'm sorry.
I'll put the mic in front of whoever wants to
We can be found online at our website, honeymagpie.com. We're also on Facebook. That's facebook.com/honeymagpieband. Instagram @honeymagpieband. Twitter honeymagpie. And is that our social
SoundCloud.
Media presence? Yes. SoundCloud.
Honeymagpie.
SoundCloud.com/honeymagpie.
Yep.
Bandcamp. Right. That's where you can buy our album, our first album, Honey Magpie. And all the songs that we sang today are going to be on our second album, not titled yet. Don't worry, that's not the title of the album. It just doesn't have one. But we are starting to record that next month. We're super excited. So if you want to hear us talking about that or see pictures of us in the studio, make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and sign up on our mailing list, which you can do on our website or on Facebook. And we will be running a Kickstarter in April. So sign up on all the things we just told you to sign up on to to learn about when that's going to go live. That should be going live in the month of April.
We do have some shows in April as well, which should be like right after this airs, I believe. We'll be at Twisted Branch in Charlottesville, Virginia on April 5th. We'll be at Gypsy Sally's in Washington, D.C. on April 6th, and we have a to-be-announced show on April 7th, so stay tuned for that.
And you can actually catch us earlier than that if you're in our area. We have a show. Oh, just kidding. Yes, no, you can't. Maybe. This is in March. Yeah. I lied to all of you.
No, never
we'll
mind.
We'll erase that.
Oh, and I was also just going to add, if you want to check out some more of our songs, we also are on Spotify. Old album is on Spotify. Honey Magpie.
You guys did a great job on that promotion part. I am, like, so impressed. Truly. Thank you for being here. This honestly was the most fun I've ever had doing a podcast.
Most fun we've ever had doing a podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for
Well, this was awesome, and I want to do this again after you record your second album, and we can, you know, maybe reflect on that experience, and maybe each one of you can pick another song, share it.
Yeah.
So that would be so cool.
Sounds fun.
Oh yeah, if we could play it off the album.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You totally could.
So all orchestrated, all fancy.
Man. Well, then. Until next time, this is Laura Hurwitz from The Easy Chair. And remember, Honey Magpie is incredible. Check them out. See you guys.